Okay, hello. I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with Babbie Mason.
Good to see you, Peggy Banks.
Nice to see you again, Babbie.
Always good to be with you.
Love to be around the table again and just have two girls talking about some interesting topics and inviting our listeners to just be a part of our conversation.
And you know what? When we get together, I'm just so full of – I'm just so encouraged.
Me too.
And that's why I love bringing this program to our listeners is, you know, they're a part of this conversation.
Yes.
And they can be encouraged by, you know, just leaning in and listening and being reminded that we have a God who is trustworthy and who fills our hearts full of hope. So that's why I love these conversations.
Yeah, me too, Babbie. And we know that there are women listening to the program all over the world. We have listeners in South Africa and in Europe, and we're just very thankful that God is using this program to touch the lives of women in every age and stage and walk of life, in every culture. You know, I love the diversity with you and I, that we both come from different backgrounds. You know, you are an African-American. I'm a Caucasian. And we're just different. You know, you're married with children and grandchildren. I'm married and have no children. And so you were raised as a pastor's kid in a house. You grew up with the gospel. And I came to know Jesus later on in life as an adult and didn't grow up in a Christian home. And so I just love the diversity.
I do too. I just think God did that on purpose.
Yes, I do too.
You know, just to encourage us that it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from.
Right.
Jesus is our hope.
He is. He is our hope. Crosses all boundaries and breaks down every barrier. And that's what we want our listeners to hear. And that's what we want you to hear as you join in the conversation with us. Be a part of the conversation, the community here. You can reach us at womenofhope@twr.org. Send us your comments, your thoughts, your questions, and any ideas that you might have for future programs at womenofhope@twr.org.
And we do love hearing from you.
We do. It's so fun. So, Babbie, today we're talking about an interesting topic. I love this idea that we're going to talk about this topic, about what it means for us as Christians, personally, living in a nation, wherever we live in the world, what does it mean for our personal walk with the Lord? We find it in a passage here in Psalms where we see the psalmist encouraging those who are putting their faith in God,
yes,
what that means, their trust in God,
yes,
and how important that is as a nation.
Yes. Well, the Bible says here in Psalm 33, beginning at verse 12, I love this first statement. It just fills my heart full of so much hope. It says this, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord."
I love that.
Isn't that good?
That's right. That's right.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, behold all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their heart alike. He considers all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our hope and our shield. Verse 21. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. And here's the last verse in this chapter. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Right. And you and I are a part of a physical nation here in the United States,
yes,
but we're also a part of the kingdom of God.
That's right. That's right.
The nation of, we are a part of God's people.
Yes.
And every promise that God gave the people of Israel,
yes,
he's given to us.
That's right. That's right.
And so this is a promise that you and I can stand on.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are Peggy and Babby,
yeah.
Blessed are those who are listening today. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the people of God. Blessed are those whose God is the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
And that fills my heart full of buoyancy today, mm-hmm. that even living in a season, it just seems like, you know, I came up through the 60s, mm-hmm. you know, through the tail end of the civil rights movement,
yes.
through the riots of the 60s, mm-hmm. and the peace movement and the Black Power movement and all of those movements of the 60s and the 70s and the Women's Lib movement in the 80s and all of those movements.
Yes.
And but it seems we're living in a time of where unrest is just across the cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a constant stream of negative news.
Mm-hmm.
And it can really, do you notice how you feel when you have a constant diet of negative news?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It breaks you down.
It does, yeah.
And it fills your heart full of discouragement.
Sure, sure. And fear sometimes, yeah.
And fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I call these things the devil's D's. Discouragement, despondency, deception,
mm-hmm.
Disease,
mm-hmm.
even death, doubt, debt. I mean, all of those things that you hear on the news.
Yes.
And
yes.
It just brings you down.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I pick up God's word and I read that because I'm a part of the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
I'm blessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that it's easy to put my hope in my job, and it's easy to put my hope in the government or my paycheck.
Mm.
But those things are so futile,
yeah.
and so temporary. But when I put my trust in the Lord, immediately my hope rises.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to say, Babby, is we are so thankful, certainly in our country, in the United States, that we do have translations of the Bible.
Yes.
We do have the physical book that we can read here. There are many places in the world where they do not have that, right? They don't have the physical, or maybe they're not even able to read it. And we do have ways that we can speak the truth of what God's word says. I grew up in a religious system to where I never was given a Bible, and I never learned how to read the Bible. I was taught the Bible by someone else, and it was always thought of that I would never understand the Bible, so they never taught it, they never gave it to me. But when I became a Christian and I started to read the Bible for myself, and I started to study what it means and to understand that there is a nation that we belong to, the kingdom that we belong to, which is the kingdom of God. And that kingdom is blessed when we live every day with this love for God, with this understanding. Even in verse 18 of Psalm 33, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him." Right? We know that word fear is not fear like he's going to punish us, but love him.
Yes.
Fear that
reverence.
This reverence, they recognize who he is. On those whose hope is in his unfailing love.
Don't you love that?
I know. Every day as a Christian, no matter where we live, how would that change our nation if all of us every day found our hope and our confidence in him, in his word, that's true.
Yes.
And never fails us.
His love never fails.
That's right.
Can you just process that for a moment?
Yeah. I can't in my own understanding.
I know, really.
Right? Because, yeah, I could lose some love for somebody just tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's right.
His love
yes.
never fails.
Right, right.
If you think about your first boyfriend, you know, in high school or
high school. My first boyfriend
right.
was like second
let me go,
grade.
Let me go back.
You forget I had a problem with boyfriends.
I know. It reminds me of a love letter I got when I was in the third grade.
Yeah.
I got a love letter from a little fella two rows over. And this is what it said. "Dear Babby, I love you. Do you love me?
Oh.
Yes or no? Circle one." Did you get that love letter?
No.
Well, a lot of little girls got that love letter from a little fella. Or maybe you wrote that love letter. But it reminds me that the Bible is God's love letter to us.
That's right.
And in it, he reminds us constantly that he loves us. His love is unfailing. Jeremiah 31:3 says, I've loved you with an everlasting love.
Yes.
With loving kindness, I've drawn you.
Mm-hmm.
In Jeremiah 1:5, he says, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Yes, I mean,
even before you were conceived, I loved you even then.
Yeah.
And so this is such a beautiful passage that reminds us that his love is unfailing. And what does that do to my spirit?
Yeah. And part of our desire with Hope Has a Name, the program, is that if you're listening today, that this encourages your heart, it encourages your spirit, and maybe it's something you've never heard before. Maybe you've been raised in a religious system where you don't know that there's a God who loves you unconditionally, who knew you before you were in your mother's. Maybe this is something you're hearing for the first time. Or maybe it's something that, like you said, we've said in past shows, is that we've forgotten. You know, we've raised in Christian home, but we've been caught up with all the things of the world, with the news, with the problems of that we're facing every
day. And it tends to push out,
right,
you know, that truth that we know.
Yes, yes. So Hope Has a Name is to really encourage our hearts to be reminded that there is a God whose love is unfailing, who promises to deliver us from death by giving us eternity with him after our death, that we are with God for all eternity. And if we wait on him, our hope is in him, and he is our help and our shield.
Yes. And doesn't that just gives you a strength.
It does, yes. It's like you want to put on your Wonder Woman, you know, hat.
That's right. And go out and face the world.
Exactly, exactly.
Because if God is for us,
that's right,
who can be against
us? That's right.
Us?
And he is our shield, right? He is the one that protects us. I love that in verse 21 in the New International Version. It says, in him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name.
You know, that reminds me, we use that term nowadays, God's got your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is your shield.
Yes.
He's your protection. Mm-hmm. He's got your back.
And these passages in the Bible continue to confirm that. And so part of us having this conversation and inviting our listeners into the conversation is that we want you to know that truth. We want you to believe in that truth every single day. And if you don't believe today, to have an encouragement from us that that word is true, and that word is for you and it's for me today. So it's so great that we can read these passages and believe that they were written, may not have been written to us, but they certainly are written for us today, right? Amen. Amen. Thanks for being with us, Bevy. Hope has a name.